Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Riz, and I'm here to do a podcast, and finally here to do the tour of my house. It's been hard to get people out of it, but my opportunity is here, so I'm going to do it. Now, we live on I'm in Lancashire, and in a town called Blackburn in Lancashire. This is a terrace street, and basically it's very narrow, and we own two houses. Number 24 and number 26. I'm just going to orient you to the house. And I'm going to walk inside it. Right, here we go. Oops. And I'm going to close the door. Like that. Now, directly facing me, I'm in a small area which has first the entrance door, and then we have a secondary door, which has primarily got glass on it. Now, I'm on a corridor, which is not a particularly long corridor, but it has two doors, and it's got a coat rack of coats here, where everyone puts their coats when they come in, and that's all it's got. And it's got a door here, and which is to, as you come through the two doors, you go forwards and you get a door in front of you and a door to the right. Now, first of all, I'm going to take the door in front. Right, now the corridor itself has got blue carpet and like a flowery wallpaper. Now we're coming to this room, which doesn't actually have a name, but it's used for usually when we have people coming around like to visit. Sometimes they'll come in here. And it's a long, very long, 28 feet long, in fact, rectangular room. It goes from the front of the house to the back of the house. We have, in here, sofas. We have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sofas. Three of them are three-seater sofas. Two of them are two-seater sofas. The whole room is decorated in blue, with the walls being white, the carpet's blue, the sofas themselves are blue, and it's like a rectangle with sofas going down. Because it's quite a funny shape, actually. When you come through, you come almost in, when you come through the door I just came through, you come not quite in the middle of the room, but you're at a right angle to most of the room. And so you come in, and then you turn to your left, and the room's facing you. Now, as I come in and turn, to my immediate left, and a little way down, is a sofa, then there's a corner of the room, and then there's a patio door. Then to the side of that is another sofa. And then if you turn away from that, once you've gone past that two-seater sofa, you get another corner, and there we have our first fireplace. Then going down from that, you get just a load of wall. Keep going down, we get a few things. What have we got here? Let me just walk over. Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Now, that is interesting. Oh, dear, 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 dear. That. Oh, dear. I didn't know about that. I didn't do that, so I don't know who did. That is our projection television. Or was our projection television. With the screens being ripped apart. My word. Anyway, that's against the wall and it doesn't work, so that's why I said it definitely doesn't work now. It didn't work before, but the screen was intact, but it definitely doesn't work now. And as you go down from that, we have another fireplace. We have two of them. And then we go around the corner again, and there's just a lot of stuff here that nobody deals with. Then there's a sofa here, which covers more or less all the wall because it's a three-seater. Then we'll go around the corner. We have a sofa. And I'm just going up. And then we have another sofa. I'm turning to my left every time, by the way. I apologize. I forgot to say that. Now, I'm back to the right angle, which I was talking to you about. But this time, the patio door is in front of me. In fact, I'll walk over to the patio door. We have blankets. I don't know why we have blankets there. Oh yeah, someone was staying around. Sometimes people stay around. We have a lot of mess and I cannot get to the patio door.
Oops.
If I fall, then there it is. That's our patio door. Okay. And I will take you outside shortly. Now I'm just going to go back again. And I'm going to face the patio door. Now, to my direct right-hand side is the door that goes into the living room. Just, again, just to my right and behind me is the door I just came in. And I'm just going to go back through this door. And close it. Now, back on the corridor. And like I said, I'm again facing it as if I was just coming into the house. I'm going to go to the right-hand door now. And here we have the living room. Now, the living room itself is quite a large living room with blue carpets and like a off-white sort of wall, I could describe it as. And we have another heater here. Again, it's a funny shape, and the thing about these rooms is they're very difficult to describe because they're not proper shaped. I mean, this one's square for the most part, but it's got an area here which I've just come down to the left as I came in, and there we have the door that goes into the front room, the room where I was in before, and in front of me I have more coat hooks, and we have like a little opening here which goes into the kitchen and you can pass things through here. And then we have the coat rack. And this is like an off, almost like a, it's not part of the living room, you just, well, it is part of the living room, but it's like a little hidden away area, like a tucked away corner, if you will. It's very difficult to describe. It's almost as if someone's knocked a bit of the wall out, and then we get this opening and you go through it and you get these little features. Now, I'm going back to where I came in. Now, I'm facing me directly is a sofa, which is against the wall, which is against the left-hand side wall. Next to that is the door, and on the wall facing directly opposite me is another sofa. Now, to the left, to the right of that is our door for number 24. Now, when I came in through the number 26 door. But, and I've just knocked into the coffee table. Right. Well, these things will happen. Now, I'm just going over to the 24 door, which is right here. Now, obviously, we don't use this door. And the reason why I'm saying obviously is because the sofa is right here. Then we've got a shelf here. We don't use this door ever. We used to, but we don't now. And this door is the 24 door. It's not used. It does have its keyhole and everything else, but and post comes through here sometimes. Now, if you, that was when I was coming in, that was in front of me, but now I'm actually facing the door, and just next to the door is our, slipping all over the place I am. Right, just next to that is our window, and it's just a standard window, and then we have our sofa here again, and then we have our television, and the television is, oh, there's my niece's balloon, one of those helium ones. It's what is that? Oh, it's the Slimer Ghostbusters one. Okay, yeah, now at a right angle to this sofa here, the one that's just in front of the window, the sofa stops and then the windowsill starts. And just next to it here is just at a right angle, and to the right of me, rather, is our television, which is a widescreen, funny thingy television. Okay, and that's our living room. We do have this marble table, which I always crack my shins on. We do have that. Okay. And now I'm going to go through the door which I described to you before, not the one that goes into the front room, or the one that goes into the corridor. Welcome to the business part of the room, house. Now, as I've just come through that door, to my immediate left is the staircase, which I shall take you up in a little while. Directly in front of me is our kitchen. There's no door that goes into the kitchen after you've gone through the living room, so you just go into the kitchen. Here we have our telephone. Now, the kitchen has units which go along a right angle, and then we have our sink. So I'm going to turn from when I came in, I'm going to turn to the left and I'm going to take you down. Now I'm going down, we have units, we have lower units which are brown and the actual surface itself is black. Then we have upper units which are like a brown, funny colour, like a wood colour. And we keep going down and we have our appliances, kettles and what's that thing called? I can't think of it for the moment. And then we have a microwave here. Yes, which home would be complete without that? A home would be incomplete without that, I would presume. And then as you follow this round, we have just a little area for decoration. Doesn't look very good, but anyways, it's a thought that matters, I suppose. And here we have our sink, which is dripping, listen. And I bet you can hear the water heater as well. And then I'm just moving away from the sink, and at a right angle to the sink is another work surface. And directly in front of me now is the window. And we'd have a window. And then if we just keep continuing walking, next to the window we have a cooker. Just below the surface where the window is, in front of the window, is our dishwasher. Now then. And just next to the cooker, adjacent to the cooker, we have another corner. Now in the corner here, we have the refrigerator. And I'm going back along and back towards the entrance area, because I've gone right around the room. I have a table. I don't know what this table is used for. Again, it's an obstruction in most parts, and nothing's ever done about it, but you know, that's another story. And then I'm back to where I was originally when I first came in. We have a little gas heater thing there. Now then, am I going to need the key? I'll bring it with me anyways, because I want to show you my garden next. So, we shall see. Now I'm going to cut through. Wow, even this door's locked. Blimey. Someone must have been going away for the long haul. No one ever told me they were going to lock this door. But we have the guy with the key. I didn't have the key initially for this door, though this is the door that's in the kitchen. Okay. Now, this is a funny area. Oops. And it's very messy as well. Right. Now, I'm in what could best be described as... it's an extension to the house. It wasn't initially here, but my dad built an extension. And some parts of it are glass. Like, right above me is like a glass, plasticky window into the... To my left is another large window, and it goes almost to the floor of that window. This room doesn't have that much. I mean, it's got some old units here, and it's got a lot of dad's tools, and if you keep going forward, you'll eventually... Now I'm going to trip over some things, so this should be amusing. Now we've got a lot of things here, just a lot of mess, and it's very chaotic here. Now, my dad is building, as you go further down, we've got our washing machine here as well, somewhere. But as you go further down, my dad's building an outdoor toilet, a downstairs lavatory. Now, that is in production at the moment. Hasn't been done yet. Now, I'm going back up, and I nearly fell again. And this is getting to be quite a habit today. Now, that's interesting. The door that I came through initially was locked. The one that leads from the kitchen into this storeroom area, this sort of extension. But when I came through here, the door's wide open. Go figure. Okay, I'm outside. And I'm in our backyard, which I shall describe to you. We have a messy backyard. And yuck, that smells. We have a bin in front of me there. That does smell, actually. I'm not going to spend too much time in this yard. Now, our yard is a square concrete block. And when you come through from that entrance where I exit, where I came through, directly opposite me in the far corner, in a right angle sort of shape, we have some plants. We have honeysuckle, we have a plum tree, we have a pear tree as well. Now, as you come out to your right-hand side, if you go down, you get to the business end. Now, our house is very hilly. We are built on a hill. And, yuck, smelly bins. Anyways, I'm going to go past the smelly bin. And as you can hear by my footsteps, there is just so much rubbish. This place does need a clean. It gets cleaned, and then my dad does a lot of work, so then he has to clean it out again, and we're on some steps. Now, there's a couple of steps down from when you turn right, when you come out, there's a slope down, and then there's a step down. And then we get to our back gate, which leads out into the back alley. Now, it smells here of flowers, and I have issues with them. Hay fever, so I'm not going to stay around too long. Okay. So, the rest of our backyard is not very attractive to look at. It is all concrete, and that is all it is. It's like a square block of concrete with a right angle where the walls are with some plants. And the plants are alright if you like plants, I suppose. Okay. That's our backyard. Now I'm just trying to navigate around all the debris that's here. I suppose that's the best way you could describe it. And I should... Oh, I've missed it. I nearly hit the door. That was my mission, to hit the door. Right. I think that door handle's broken. Right, okay. That's probably why the other lock was on and not this one. I'll have to find out about that. Now I'm back in the storeroom, or extension area. Back through and into the kitchen. Now I'm going to go through the kitchen and I'm going to take you upstairs. Now here are the stairs. Yeah, and they're just standard stairs. Now like I said, we do live on a hill, so 26 is lower than 24, and so that is quite interesting, because when you come in you have to step up to go to 24, and that's what I did with that living room. Anyways, that's a little bit too complex and fiddly and not worth talking about, so I'm just going to go upstairs. Right, I'm at the top of the stairs now, and I'm on a corridor again, which is a narrowish corridor. And I have 5 doors. 2 to my left, 2 to my right, and 1 directly in front of me. Now, the 2 to my left and right are the bedrooms. We have 4 bedrooms. The 1 directly in front is our bathroom, which I'm going to go into now. Echo! Sorry. Right. Here is our bathroom. Now, our bathroom is quite large. We do have a rather sizable bathroom. And when you come through, I'll describe the bathroom to you. It's white with... It's all white. It's got a blue border near the... It's just got a line of blue about 3/4 of the way up the wall. And we have a little bit of wall jutting out here. Now, directly in front of me is our sink. I'll show you. That's our sink. Above that, we've got a glass shelf, which is used to house things like toothpaste. Now, directly adjacent to that, at a right angle, is the bath. That's our bathtub. We do not tend to use a bathtub, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Now, if I follow... Now, that is at a right angle, again, from the sink. So it goes around the corner, and then you get to the bathtub, which is here. And you keep going, following the path round, and it leads you to another corner. You turn, and here we have our toilet. Should I or shouldn't I?
Yeah, let's do it. A toilet flush.
I can't believe I actually did a toilet flush on a podcast. But anyways, there you go. Okay, we're going to go around from there. And at a right angle to the toilet, and a little distance to it, not much of a distance, is our shallow cubicle. Now, we have quite an interesting shallow cubicle. And it's quite big. It's definitely quite sizable, and we've got a shower in there, we've got the stool and things like that. And it's quite powerful. We have a power shower, so it's quite very good and very easy to use. And this is a door. Closed. Open. Closed. Open. Closed. Open. Right. And that is our house. Now, I don't really know too much about the measurements of this place, but this house is quite big. Creaky doors. Now, I'm back onto the corridor, and I'll just go back to where I was. When I came up the stairs, there was two doors to the left and two doors to the right. Now, my door is the second one on the left. I'm going to go into here. Now, I'm not going to describe the other rooms, but I'll do a brief description of my room. My room has a wooden floor. Now, none of the others, apart from my sister's room, she also has a wooden floor. None of the others are wooden floors. Like, our kitchen has a lino surface. But my floor is a wooden floor, and what happens is, when you come into my room, you have a stupid corridor area. Oh, it's almost like a corridor area, where you walk down a little bit, and then you get to the main part of the room. My room is a rectangular shape, with my bed in the far the corner opposite me. Next to that, just adjacent to that, is the window. Then you get to the opposite corner where my television and my PS2 is. Then, turning round that corner, you get to the fireplace. And then, again, in the corner, in the bottom right-hand corner, there is a my big wardrobe thingy. And I have plenty of room in here. Well, quite a bit of room. And it serves its purpose quite well, I think. And it's not a bad room at all. So, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I hope... I know I didn't do too many measurements, and I went through some parts. I do apologise about the measurements in some parts of the descriptions. I mean, I forgot to describe some of this. Like, the stair carpet is red, and the walls are blue. We've got some funny... We're trying to work on our designs at the moment, so there's funny... We're halfway between redesigning things, and the kitchen itself has, like, a very dark-coloured walls. I don't quite know what... It's like a dark greyish colour. It's quite funny, and then the floor itself is light grey, and... It's quite strange, some of our design layouts, but there you go, it happens. This house has undergone a lot of changes. When we first moved in here, we only had number 26. Then we bought number 24. It was two houses. My dad knocked it through into one house, and the staircase, obviously, we had two staircases. We don't now, of course, we only have the one, because when you come into this, it does look like one house. You couldn't really tell that it was two houses, but in fact it was. But now it's all one, quite large, I'd say it's quite a sizable house, but then some people in the States would say that's tiny. So, I mean, it's horses for courses, I suppose. Here in the UK, most houses do tend to be quite small. And the thing that really shows the age of a house. I mean, this house is old. It was built, as far as I'm aware, in the 17th century at some point, late 17th century. So it's a very old house, and it has its problems. It has a lot of cracks, gaps, and problems because it's so old. And I mean, we have a lot of problems with the. We had to sort out our insulation for the ceiling. The loft itself, no one ever goes in there. Had problems, and it was. We had slate problems as well on our roof as well, which we needed to take care of. It's a very old house, which often leads to problems. I mean, we do get quite a lot of rodents. This area is known for rodent problems, and we do get quite a lot of those because they can get into all the cracks and nooks and crannies and get into the house. But I don't particularly like the area where I live, but, you know, you live where you live, and that's just the way it is. And, hopefully one day I will be able to move to a better area. But, you know, that's just my opinion of the place, and that's it. It was cheap when my dad bought it, and he didn't have a lot of money at the time, so I was very young at the time, so it was back in the mid-80s when we moved here from another town in Lancashire. And we've been here ever since. And whether we move or not, I don't know. But this house has undergone a whole load of changes. A whole load. And it still continues to go through minor changes now. Like, my dad's working on a couple of the rooms. This room that I'm in now has undergone changes. Our bathroom previously was a lot smaller than it is now. And my room here, where I am now, has suffered slightly as a consequence. It's become a bit smaller. Because the shower cubicle has taken up more space. But it has undergone a lot of changes, and it's alright, I suppose. It's okay. No, it's a dump, really. Anyways, that's just my opinion. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and if you have any questions or if you want to comment on anything, you can either email me directly. And my email address is rizstf@ntlworld.com. That is rizstf@ntlworld.com. Or alternatively, you can find me occasionally in the chat rooms, and you can get hold of me that way as well. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I've been looking forward to doing this for ages. The only thing that stopped me, in fact, was too many people being around, but no one was here. I saw the opportunity and I took it. But finally, I've been able to do it, so that's great. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will speak to you hopefully very soon on another podcast. I've got some good ideas coming up soon. Bye-bye for now.